Today's message is knowing that God loves you.
Amen.
Knowing that God loves you. Now, I know this is kind of, it can be cliche that God loves you, and people hear this, and I know because of in the world, there's all kinds of commercials and sales pitches and little sayings, you know, that it's easy just, yeah, God loves me, okay, sure. You know, but it's more than that. I want you to know that God loves you. Not just know it in your head, but know it in your heart. Truly believe it, that He loves you. Because this will change the way you feel, and it will change the way you are in the world, interact in the world. It will change your experience with life if you truly know in your heart that God loves you. When we're reading the scripture, we read about it a lot. We read about how God loves us. And we hear those words, but like I said, sometimes we just think, oh, we let it go in one ear and out the other. You know, it's sure, yes, God loves me. And maybe we know that in our head, but it's totally different when we know that in our heart, when we completely believe it. When we believe that God loves us, it's a whole different story. Now, you might know somebody like this, but there are people in the world that don't believe they can be loved. They just don't believe that they're worthy of being loved, and as a result of that, they feel insecure. They feel uneasy. They're afraid. Even if they're with somebody, they're afraid that person's going to leave them. That person's going to cheat on them. That person's not going to be there for them when they really need it. And that's what happens when we don't believe or we can't receive that we're loved. If you have a fear or a belief that you're not loved, you will always feel insecure, uneasy. And you'll feel like whoever's there with you, they're just there temporarily. They're not going to be there through thick and thin. They're not going to be there when I really need them. And as a result, it creates, that fear creates jealousy. That fear creates insecurity. That fear creates actions and reactions of clinging to the person, holding on to them, making their life miserable. Because we don't truly believe that we can be loved. The same is true with God. If we don't truly believe that He loves us, how can we receive the peace that He wants to give us? How can we receive the peace into our hearts if we don't truly believe that He loves us? Or we think that He couldn't love me because I have too many flaws. I've made too many mistakes. I've done too many wrong things. There's no way that God could love me. If this is the understanding that we have, then we can't receive the peace and the goodness that God wants to give us. We can't live in a greater life if this is where we are. So we have to really believe and know in our hearts that God loves us. Listen to this in John chapter 17, verse 23. And this here is Jesus speaking. The world may know that you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me. Jesus is saying this. He is saying to God, the world needs to know that you love them. He loves you as much as He loved Jesus. This is what Jesus is saying. So He's saying that we're not loved any differently than God. Or than Jesus. We are loved the same. As much as He loved Jesus, He loves us. And we have to receive that, understand that, know that. Knowing that God loves us in our heart, believing it 100%, changes everything in the world. It changes the way we see the world. Listen to this in 1 John. Here's what John said in chapter 4 in verse 16. And we know and believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. So we know We have known and believed the love that God has for us, is the first thing I read there. You got to know and believe that he loves us. And in believing that, now we know we're with God. We know that he's in us, and we're in him, and we're together, and nothing's going to separate that. Nothing's going to change that. There's a peacefulness that comes from that. What does it mean if God loves you? What does it mean if God loves you? If someone loves you, they're there for you. If you have a person in your life and you know they love you, they're there for you. They're there for you when things are good, and they're there for you when things are bad. They're there for you when you're not sure that you can, you know, you can do whatever it is you're doing. They're supporting you, and they're helping you, and they're lifting you up, and they're encouraging you. That's what somebody that loves you does. They're right there with you, assisting you. And they care about you. And they care about how you feel and how you're doing. If you're not feeling well, they want to help you to feel better. If you're disturbed, they help you to feel more relaxed. If you can't get something done, they offer to get in there and I'm going to help you to complete this task. That's what somebody does who really loves you. We believe God loves us, then that means he's there for us. That means he's there for you. He's there for you when things are going good, and he's there for you when things are going bad. He's right there with you. And he is working to assist you in overcoming that challenge, strengthening you, encouraging you. Just like if you have somebody in your life that loves you, they're there for you. God is there for you. But you got to know and believe in your heart that he loves you. If you have that knowingness in your heart, the feeling that comes upon you, no matter what the situation is, everything is going to be okay. Yes. Everything is going to be okay. Say amen to that. Amen. Everything is, just think about it. It doesn't matter if things are going bad at work. It doesn't matter if the relationship seems a little shaky. What you know, when you know that God loves you, the feeling you have is everything is going to be okay.
Amen.
Business is struggling. I know it's all going to work out. Amen. It's going to be okay.
Amen.
Because God loves me.
Right.
God loves you.
Amen.
You know that when the relationship's not doing so well, there's maybe been an argument or something, and you know that God loves you, there's that feeling that it's going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's all going to work out.
Amen.
Because God loves me.
Praise God.
Mm-hmm. This brings a feeling of comfort to you.
Mm-hmm.
It will bring a feeling of peace to you.
Mm-hmm.
The way you see the world will change. Because often there's things in the world, not everything goes your way.
Mm-hmm.
But when you know God loves you, you know it'll be okay.
Yeah.
You will overcome that challenge. You will overcome that strife or that sickness.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll just know it's going to be okay. It brings a peace into your heart. A great peace comes into your heart when you know that God loves you and you believe that. Say amen.
Amen.
This is the kind of love that God has for us. I talk about God's love all the time. But today I'm talking about you believing what I have said. I'm talking about you believing what Jesus said. Jesus said that God loves you as much as he loved him. See, Jesus knew God loves me. And as a result of that, he knew everything was okay. He knew that he had all the resources and power of heaven that he would ever need. And that God would provide for him and watch over him and make sure that he accomplished his purpose. But that's you too. Because Jesus said he loves you just as much. Now that means knowing he loves you. And you will have everything you need to have. No, you'll know. The resources are there. They've been given. The resources have been given and you have them right now. That God is protecting you and providing for you in all ways. A calmness and a peace will come upon you, but also authority and strength will come upon you. But you have to believe what I'm saying. You have to believe what the Bible says. You have to believe what Jesus says in your heart. Not just know it. Not just hear it. Hearing it can go in one ear and out the other ear. But it doesn't have an effect on you. It doesn't change the way you see the world. It doesn't change the way you act in the world. It has no power over you if it just goes in one ear and out the other. Just knowing it. Oh, I know that. I hear people say that all the time. I'll say something, I know that. Great. And it doesn't change the way they think or the way they feel. It doesn't change their perception of the world. It doesn't give them authority or power, just knowing it. But when we believe it, when we have a knowingness in our heart and a belief that God loves us, there is no doubt. There is no fear. There is no obstacle. And all there is power and authority and strength. And you can have that inside of your life, inside of your heart, in your body. You can have it in any situation, no matter what that situation is, no matter how much there might be struggle and strife in that situation. You can have peace in your heart by knowing and believing that God loves you.
Amen.
That's what you need.
Yes. Praise
this God. Is the message for you guys today. It means everything will be okay.
Yes.
Do you believe me?
Yes.
Say amen.
Yes.
Say amen if you believe this.
Amen.
If you believe Jesus, if you believe the word of God, if you believe what I'm saying today, say amen to this.
Amen.
You want to get that into your heart. You know, throughout the week, this was a message that came to me early in the week that God loves you. And every time I just started to sit there and just feel God's love, it changed the way I felt. It made me relax. You know, I was a little bit anxious about something that was taking place, and I started thinking about God loving me, and right away I was like, boy, that is such a small, infinitesimal problem compared to the fact that I have a big, big God who has opened all of heaven, who has given me angels, angel armies, surrounded me, dwells inside of me, given me power and authority over all things. And I was worried about that problem. But when you believe and have the knowing that God loves you, you know he's going to protect you. You know he's provided for you already. He's already given you everything you're going to need. You just have to receive it. And you receive it by believing it. I'm talking about faith here. Having faith in God's love. As John said, we have to know and believe the love that God has for us. We have to know and believe that love that he has for us. And then we will be one with him. He will abide in us. We will abide in him. He will dwell in us.
Amen.
Listen to this. In Romans 8:31, Paul wrote this, of course. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us?
Nobody.
Nobody. Say amen.
Amen.
If you know God loves you, you know he's for you. There is not a doubt, there is not a question in your mind. You know God is for me, he is protecting me, he is providing for me, he is watching over me. Because he loves me.
Yes. Amen.
He loves you.
Yes.
And when you have that, you know if God is for you, nothing can be against you.
Amen.
Who can be against you?
Nobody.
Nobody can be against you. But it requires having that belief in your heart. All things are possible with God. All things are possible with Him. And that means if He's for me and all things are possible with Him, there is nothing that I have to fear. There is nothing that I have to worry about. There is nothing that I have to lack. There is no lack.
Amen.
I have everything that I need, and I am protected, and I am watched over, and there is nothing that can come against me that is stronger than God who is for me. Thank you. Now, He made this possible. This is how much He loves us. He came and He walked on the earth to be close to us. Here it says in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son." For God so loved the world. That means His love for you. He came and He walked on the earth so that He could open the way to give you everything of heaven, so that He could restore you to your rightful place. He came to be with you. Remember what I was saying in the beginning? When somebody loves you, they're there for you. God did this so He could be with you. He came to be with you because He loves you. To walk with you so He could dwell with you. It says, if I continue on from 3:16 here, it says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life." Meaning that we will live with Him forever.
Amen.
That means if He loves you, He never leaves you, ever, ever, never, ever, everlasting life.
Praise God.
Forever and ever.
Yes. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
So He's always there for you. He's always protecting you. He's always watching over you. As we head into this holiday season and we approach Christmas, there's all kinds of other messages out there that we can get caught up in of commercialism and, you know, other things like that. But the one thing I want to impress upon you as we go through this time of year, know that everything that God did coming and walking on the earth was for us so that He could be close to us, so that He could love us. And we got to know that He loves us. As you go through this time of year, let that be your main understanding in your heart and your mind. Here it says, God wants the best for us. Here in 1 John chapter 3, verse 1, "Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God." See, that's why it says, if we go back to 3:16, it talks about Him having gave His only begotten Son. Sometimes that creates confusion, because I always say that God came to walk on the earth. They call Him the Son because He is a child of God. God wanted us to have the understanding that we're children of God, as it says here in 1 John 3:1. Because that love, He wanted us to have an understanding of how a father loves His child, so that we could, because sometimes it's hard and kind of ambiguous to understand how does God love us. God loved His Son, but as Jesus said, He loved you also. So that He's putting it in that context for you to understand the love between a father and his child. And here in 1 John chapter 3 verse 1, that we should be called children of God. So we are also sons and daughters of God. We are children of God.
Amen.
And if you start to think about that, that God is your Father, maybe it'll help you to get a better understanding of His love and start to know, yes, a father can love me. Yes, a father can love his child so he can love you.
Yes.
God's love for you can be received and known and understood. This is a great thing, if you think about this for a moment. That he was trying to help us to understand how great His love is. A lot of people in the world don't believe that someone can love them. A lot of people in the world don't believe that a God that's all powerful and all knowing and all perfect can love them. But you can. You can because you have the truth. You've heard the words of Jesus. You've heard the word, the Bible. You've heard what God said. You can know without a doubt in your heart that God loves you. It's not just a cliche. It's not just a phrase that we're using. It's not just something to let go in one ear and out the other, but it's something to believe and to know and to have in your heart. Take that into heart and carry it with you. And when you get it in there, there is nothing and no one that can change it. You will have a peace and a calmness and a strength in your life. Because you will know that my Father is providing all resources at all times, forever, to me, to you. He is providing all the resources, all the time, all the protection, all the power that you need to overcome all things. Say it, all.
All
is everything. There is nothing excluded out of that. God's kingdom is all encompassing. And he has your best at heart. He wants the best for you. He wants you to receive the best. And now all you need to do is know that God loves you.